See, I didn't particularly want to talk about why we hate each other. Why? I mean, because that shit's gonna go deep as fuck.
It need to go deep. I mean, because you know what I'm saying, it's a real conversation. It's like, why we can't do nothing together. Why we start and can't finish. We'll start building the car and then leave the tires on.
People's ego get too big, man.
Yo, shout out to South, man. That nigga B South in the motherfucking house, man. Shout out to motherfucking B South, the legend, nigga. Believe that. The first nigga I know that ever trapped in the motherfucking trenches without a pistol. Let's go. Okay.
Now that's hard in itself. For real. to go in there.
To go. Logtown. We talking about Logtown. It's sandy level, but we ain't talking about sandy level. We talking about Logtown. Nigga, this man needs no introduction. You understand me? So, you know.
Is it true?
Is it true? Did you really do that?
Man, I never carried a pistol in my life, man.
You gotta speak up, man. Let the people hear you, my nigga.
You ain't never had one. Not even now. Not even these days of time. Nope. Guess what? I'm concealed carry.
Wow. That shit's crazy. He's never had
So we got two gun carrying members right now.
Three.
No, he said he ain't.
I ain't know.
Oh, I care.
I said two.
I ain't permitted.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I said two.
You're right, yeah.
So, why?
Why did you feel like you didn't
Why did you care? Feel like he said, why did you feel like...
I never felt like I needed one.
Even in the trenches, down in Logs, and we're talking about you was with some serious dudes,
I know,
man.
I know.
OG Earl, you know what I mean?
Did
OG
they
Rico.
Know you didn't have a pill?
Nope.
Okay, if they knew you didn't have one, they'd have bust your head.
I don't know, bro.
You don't know.
You don't know, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Them niggas would have thought South was a sweet lick. So you know that nigga ain't got a scrap on, right?
No, though.
They just thought you did. They had to.
No, they never asked. I never had.
But I'm saying.
I was never in a position where I had to use a damn gun. You know what I'm saying? I never carried myself like that.
That's gangster.
So what you say the whole time you were there now, you didn't hear nothing say,
man, But you know what I mean? But you know,
you had,
I know I ain't had nothing to mean. You know.
What the fuck is click clack, nigga? You know what I'm talking about.
When that thing go down.
But look, let's talk about this then. Is you the type of dude, we were talking about this yesterday.
Okay.
Do you, when you go out the house, do you go click, clack, or do you wait until the situation go down, then you, it's too late?
Nah, I, myself, like, for real, shit, I got a revolver, so, I mean, I'm just gonna pull the motherfucking trigger, but I've had automatics, all that shit, man. I didn't really feel the need for the bitch to be cocked. Already one in the head, you know what I mean? I had it like that, but I didn't feel the need for it. You feel me? I mean, you ain't got it, cop.
What you gonna do?
What the hell you gonna do when somebody got a gun in your fucking head? You can't even move to grab your pistol to knock they shit loose. You gotta get. You must comply. I comply.
Motherfucker,
you comply.
They always say you gotta keep one in the head, man. It's like you.
I'm just saying. I feel like I live by the gun. I ain't trying to die by it, but I live by it, die by the gun. And I don't have, you know, I don't have to have a fucking shell in the head all the fucking time. You know what I mean? Sometimes I don't even have to carry my damn pistol with me. It ain't like that. You go to the areas and shit where you know where you safe at. You know what I mean? You ain't going to no places where nowadays I can. You know what? Let me take all this shit back. I was at Dollar General when that motherfucking cracker.
Tried that shit with me.
So it ain't.
Did you have it then?
No, man, I was, because I'm a damn football coach. I was coaching football for the kids, Parks and Rec. So I ain't had no pistol on me. No, I didn't have no pistol then because I was just stopping to get water and ice for the cooler. You know what I mean?
So you was Jeffrey Harrison.
Yeah, I was Jeffrey Harrison. I wasn't Fino this year. No, I wasn't.
When you with your kids, you Jeffrey Harrison.
When I'm with my kids, I'm motherfucking Jeff Harrison, Mob Life, Southside. Hey, Trey, gangsta Crip. You know what I mean? But I'm a man before anything.
Yeah.
Before anything, you know
what I mean?
Well,
you know what? I'm going to tell the truth. All them years we used to roll up and down, go in the rear. I did at some time, but I ain't never had that one in the head. You remember when I used to carry?
Mm-hmm. Shit, when? You always had that nice 45. Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Let's talk some real. And when I had that 45, somebody stole that 45 from me. And I can't even say who did it.
A nigga from the crew?
It had to be.
Wow. You had about 13 niggas around us.
Look, somebody stole my 45.
Wow. And whoever one of you bitch ass niggas out there that did it, niggas still on your neck.
Did you bring it up one time that somebody stole your gun back in the day, bro?
Yeah. But I couldn't blame it on nobody. I thought you heard you said something about it though,
but I can't remember though.
I didn't know who did. Because at the time I won't bring it in the studio because I was looking like this. I won't go shoot down one of y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But certain times I did bring it in there.
Hell yeah, because at certain times.
Because certain times you can see it.
It was niggas in there. I mean, we had people don't realize. I know we getting all off subject and shit, but the first thing that we was gonna talk about was why black on black violence is so fucking serious in our damn community and shit right now. But it's all gonna come together. But what but at them times when we were in the studio, man, shit was volatile. People don't understand. It was gang members in that motherfucker for real, like niggas.
But we won't look at them like gang members, though.
No, like, and that shit existed.
We didn't think y'all was serious for real.
People from different hoods, you know.
We did not take that shit seriously, like for real. They really couldn't. Like when we were in Ridgeway, we went from Ridgeway to fucking Axton. No, from Ridgeway to Martinsville.
We was in Axton first.
We acquired a lot of people in every place we went, though.
You mean we were down at the beach house first?
Yeah, that was the first place, the beach house. Motherfucking stilts. Them bitches on stilts, you understand me? Is that motherfucker still up there?
Yeah.
Damn.
Then we went to Ridgeway to Chill's house. We was over there a long time.
Hey, what Richard say?
It's time for y'all to game, man.
Y'all done been here for about a year now.
That's when I first started fucking with
y'all. He said, y'all been here for how long?
We was there about 3 years.
Y'all been here about 3 years now. Y'all ain't made a hit yet. It's time to go.
He put us out, man.
He ain't made a hit yet. Man, shout out to Richard Haston, man.
He put us out, man. My Uncle Richard put us out. He said, I'm tired of hearing that. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Then what did we go next?
With the Julios in Martinsville. That's when I called my cousin South. That's when I called South. And because South at that time, South used to... He used to have niggas riding around listening to so much music. South was trapping so fucking hard then. Nigga would go to Circuit City and buy about motherfucking 8-9 CDs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At one damn time on that nice ass fucking Buick that nigga had with the damn rims and shit. But at that time, I was like, yo, he won't doing that but hustling. He just had money for no reason. He ain't have nothing to do. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, cuz, pull up on us at the motherfucking studio. I bet you can make a beat.
Now, that was a damn chill. First, I came down there and wrote to my, oh, you gonna be the damn blunt roller.
The blunt roller. Yeah, I said shit.
I don't know about that.
Rolling blunts. Motherfucking dude. But
he won't do it now.
I was coming down there
but he smoked.
He was just hustling.
That
nigga was just selling rocks.
He didn't do nothing now. I said, and I knew. I said, well, wait a minute. I got one thing. I said, he smoked, so I know he can roll. And he can roll while we doing these beats and stuff. He can be rolling the blunts, and we ain't going to never stop. It's just going to keep on going.
Keep on going.
We ain't going to have to stop what we doing to roll the blunt.
I was rolling one day when you saying that shit. I remember like it was yesterday.
This shit's crazy.
Yeah.
But, I'm the one that keep jumping off to the shit, but I feel like that when you being black, like we're so fucked up from being under the thumb and having our fucking neck under the knee of these damn white folks for so long that we act just like them.
Yeah.
We act just like them. Like we, self-destruction is the biggest motherfucking problem that we have as a race, as our people. Like for real,
we might act like, I didn't but see. They try to portray it as worse. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, you know, and we don't want to. God knows, I hate it. I hate that this shit's like that, but it just is what it is, man. Like I don't know if we'll ever be able to figure this shit out. But people gotta understand, over 400 years of, you know, just now, niggas just now getting fucking right. Over almost 100 years ago, it ain't even short of 100 years ago. People just now getting some kind of leeway. It ain't even really been. Over 100 fucking years that they start treating that black people are looking at as being looked at as civilized people, as human fucking beings. You know
but
what I mean?
But why can women get over you know, like, yeah, I know you screwed my dude, and I don't like you, but I still come over there and support your business. Why is black men, we like, you know what? He ain't did nothing to me, but I still ain't gonna share his stuff. I still ain't gonna buy his t-shirt.
My mom just bought a book, bro, the Willie Lynch Papers. You know that shit?
Yeah.
Willie Lynch Papers. Yeah, okay. My mama just bought that fucking book. Okay. And she been trying to get me to come out there and get it and shit. I don't know why I ain't went and got it to read this shit, but before her getting the book, you know, we heard about that shit, the Willie Lynch Papers.
Yeah.
It's like a doctrine of shit that's gonna keep niggas fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, uh-huh. And that's basically what the fuck is going on now.
Like, but why? How is they doing it? Okay, another set.
We're so fucked up, though, man. We're so fucked up to the point, like, we don't... We gotta get up. We eventually gotta climb up out of it, but we don't see it. Like, you know when you people can't see it? Like, the ignorant shit that we do, like, we gotta fucking get better at that. But that's not our fucking fault. I don't totally blame us. I blame that shit over for 400 fucking years of brutality. Of being treated like... lesser than being treated like you ain't even human. So shit.
But we're gonna have to get over that.
We got
to. I mean, because these black women, after a while,
it's gonna be an excuse.
Hey, look, it's more of them and they doing more. Man, they got t-shirt lines. They got lipstick. Shit. Toenail polish.
Damn right.
You know what I'm saying?
What if all
the people who doing the t-shirts just came together?
I mean, you crazy.
I ain't rolling with you, nigga. I ain't fooling with you.
You got different styles. You got different kind of people to bring in. You got different advertisers. So why not? I'm like a damn store. They got different kind of clothes on.
Women know how to market themselves more. Like, it's a woman's world right now,
a
man.
A store's not going to, they're not going to be for one and not for the other. They got all kind of clothes.
It's diverse for everybody.
Yeah, because they got Tommy Hilfiger.
Over here, they might have Boog over there. They might have, you know what I'm saying? This, you know,
yeah. Because shoes. You don't like the same thing.
Exactly.
I mean, look at the flip-flops. I mean, the bedroom shoes I got on. And then you got on the Nike.
Nigga, I got this from
Marshalls. And then you got the Adidas.
This is Adidas, but I got these from Marshalls. I ain't got a cap.
But I did get this shirt from that. What's that Spanish nigga from off VH1? And Michael Corleone Blanco. Dude,
what's the name of that shirt?
The pure brand. This a Griselda Blanco shirt right here.
Who is Griselda Blanco?
That was the godmother.
How dare you ask this question?
You know why I'm saying that?
The hell?
Cause I'm gonna call you out, nigga. You walk around here with Griselda Blanco shirt, but you ain't got now on these Sam Van shirt.
Excuse me, I had on.
Excuse me, sir.
I had on FBBM yesterday.
Okay,
that was my line. That was my line. Thank you.
Okay.
Shout out to FBBM clothing.
Yeah, hey,
find me on Instagram. Find me on Facebook. Look me at FBBM clothing. Hashtag FBBM clothing.
Hey, but that's what.
And shout out to Sam Vance Apparel, man. That's my man's line, man. Hey,
Sam
Vance Apparel, man. That's Rook shit, man. SVA.
Hey, but you know what you know what's been holding me down for the last couple of months? I've been a real hater. I ain't gonna even lie.
You ain't gonna cap.
I'm not gonna sit here.
It's everyday. You know it's everyday life, man. Keep this shit G with me.
You know what I was saying to myself, man? I was like, man, you know, I done did this. I had posted it. I had wrote it on my post one day, but every time I just scribble it out. I'd be like, man, I done bought niggas tennis shoes. I'm talking about, like, you know, going back to school, bought t-shirts.
Yeah, fed niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Bought barbecue, did that. Took niggas to the studio. I wasn't even there. Bought studio sessions. Man, ain't no buying from a can of paint. What I say? What the first thing I say when you said, this nigga make beats? What I say?
Bring him through!
And then, I'm going to tell you know how niggas feel about you. Start a business.
Yeah.
Say you going to start a business. You got a t-shirt line. Man, I done bought two haircuts for the last 20 years from niggas. Two haircuts. That's mine. And my son.
Uh-huh.
And you gonna tell me you got a barbershop and you see I got a t-shirt line. You tell me you can't buy one t-shirt.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't bought haircuts from about five or six barbers in Martinsville, Henry County. And you're gonna try to tell me you can't support us? Yeah. But I didn't bought chicken wings, I didn't bought fries, I didn't bought t-shirts. Yeah, you gonna tell me you can't buy one t-shirt for me? Hey, look, you ain't gotta buy it for me. I got it online where you can go get it. But that's what I'm saying as far as black folk, black men.
Boss up.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't sticking together.
Yeah, we gotta. You know what I'm saying? Do definitely.
Man, I know. I remember me in a van. I used to go from Logtown, Ridgeway, Collinsville, Martinsville.
Back to ass.
We smoking the whole way. Did nobody know nothing about no 50 box blunts?
Nope.
Hey, I'm talking about 50 box blunts.
50 box.
And we'll try to roll them all and smoke them all. And then, now, you see me, Dwayne found Rookie D with a t-shirt like, you can't even hit this little bitty button on the corner of your phone. And you got the phone in your hand. All you got to do is tap it. Sure. You can't do that?
Hell no.
Nigga, doing that shit? Nigga, how many blunts have I...
Why his phone interrupted him? We still on here though. We rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I'm at the house right now.
Hey,
come
look.
Through.
Hey, look, man. We had a good time chopping it up with y'all.
Pull into the next
Rook's
driveway.
Rook's ass went crazy
next,
on him at the end driveway. And shit. But this is how we coming, man. This shit, believe that. Every week, nigga, you gonna get this shit from us. Every week we gonna touch on you with some real shit. We gonna have some good people in here around us, and you already know we're just gonna get bigger and better
we
every time.
Finished.
Let them don't hurt them, Rook. Don't hurt them, Rook.
Nah,
we rocking, man. Everyday life with Rook and Fino. Y'all please tune in, fuck with us, man. Appreciate it for our special guest, my cousin, OGB South. Mister, I don't need a strap, to get this bread. Let's go ahead and make this shit shape, man. Everyday life, Rook and Fino. Let's go.